person posing as a delivery service worker pulled into a driveway of an unsuspecting house, knocked on the door, stated that they had a package that needed payment for delivery. Well, once the person inside was going to get the money, the person that was posing as a delivery driver asked if they could use the bathroom, and the person, you know, being good-natured, let the guy use the bathroom. And when he came out of the bathroom, he had stole a purse with a large amount of money on it, went out the door, and drove away. People should realize that no reputable delivery service will ever ask to go inside your house. Liability reasons, other reasons such as this, that people that deliver packages for a living, they leave it at the doorstep. They'll ring the doorbell to see if you're home so you can sign for something, but they'll never ask to come into your house. If they do this, don't allow entry. And if this is taking place and you're at the time, dial 911. Don't take any chances. Let the police come out and question the driver, whoever it is. That's our job. That's what we do. Cold weather is upon us right now, and with cold weather is the holiday season, and there are certain element of people out there that take advantage of this situation. And even though crime goes down during cold weather, people will still try to take advantage of holiday shoppers. So I always tell people all the time, when you're doing shopping, even if you're going in for a minute, always lock your goods in the trunk, because it only takes 10 to 15 seconds for somebody to come by, just smash out a side window, reach their hand in, they don't even have to open the door, and take the packages that you just spent hard-earned money on. And to make somebody's day better during Christmas, they can be stolen within a matter of seconds.
Do you see an increase in house breaks this time of year?
Not an increase, but the house breaks that take place now, people realize that people are out shopping and there's a lot of unopened presents in and around your house. Well, thieves want to get these presents because people don't copy down serial numbers. It's a great opportunity to get a new item. And people, I'm telling right now, is to be aware. We had an incident in East Forest Park the other day where a woman left for work at 6:30 in the morning. And 5 minutes later, her house was an attempted B&E. And what took place is that the person was hanging out either in and around the neighborhood and watched this woman leave for work. So he figured this is a good opportunity. The house is empty. What he didn't realize is that a victim's mom was upstairs, and she was getting ready for work. So she scared him away, got a good description on him. But when you leave your driveway, I mean, I do it myself as a practice, but look around your neighborhood. If there's a strange car parked on your street that you've never seen before, call 911. If you see somebody hanging around watching you as you leave, circle the block. If they're still there, dial 911. Because that person is probably scoping the neighborhood out, looking to break in. It's not just Springfield. It's all over Western Massachusetts that these type of breaks take place. It's just good common practice to be aware of your surroundings. I tell people all the time, if you're aware of your surroundings and you're being a good neighbor looking out for each other, then we can circumvent some of these crimes.
You mentioned people going out to the mall to do Christmas shopping and some of the things that they should be on the lookout for when they're shopping.
Yeah, when you're shopping, people, you know, everybody has this habit that they're running from store to store, picking up items, doing last minute Christmas shopping, and what they do is they'll put their packages right inside the car, and they'll run in. Maybe it's even for 10 minutes to buy some stamps for Christmas cards or something. Well, it only takes 10 seconds to smash your window and take those items that you just purchased. So I strongly recommend, if you can't carry the packages in the store with you, lock them in the trunk. What thieves will do is they'll case the parking lot, watch you go in, and they'll look in your car. If there's an item in there, they're going to take it. But if they look in your car and there's nothing there, then they go on to the next car. So to keep yourself from having your car broken into, the simple thing is after you make a purchase, open the trunk, put it in the trunk where it's locked and safe. And a lot of people say to me, well, somebody can break the window and then just use to unlock the trunk lock from inside. Well, a thief is not going to take that time to do it. They're going to go on to the next car to see if there's packages in that car, smash the window, and be gone with valuable items that you purchased to make somebody's Christmas that much better. You know, goodwill towards men is a saying that a lot of people live by during this holiday season. But criminals, they don't go by that mantra. They don't care about that. All they care about is taking what you have.
And so I guess the advice stands, see something, say something, see something suspicious, call 911, right?
911, yeah. If there's somebody in the parking lot and you're leaving to go in the store and they're watching you and they're looking at your car, you know what? Go tell a store security person or stand at the edge of the store and watch the guy until the police arrive. I mean, that's what makes everybody safe. Just because you're not going to be the victim, maybe somebody's car that's parked next to you will be a victim. You know, not everybody's a criminal. I don't expect people to be crazy with this stuff, but just be aware of your surroundings. If you're aware of your surroundings and you practice common safety tips that I'm telling you, then you won't be a victim this holiday season. It's unfortunate that there is that criminal element out there that prey on good people trying to enjoy the holiday, but that's just the nature of the world right now, and you just have to make yourself not a victim.